two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:46, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Representative Paul Ray is stepping down to work for the new Department of Health and Human Services. Some analysts say high-ranking departures like that always raise questions. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, autism prevalence has increased by nearly 30% in Utah, 8-year-olds since 2012. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
That's northbound Bangor Highway. Northbound lanes are closed from an earlier crash that took out a traffic light at that intersection. Traffic control is in place, trying to get all traffic through the spot. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the hazy sunshine will linger. Temperatures in the mid-50s, but changes are on the horizon. I'm Kevin Eubank.
53 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Underway in the House on a continuing resolution which would keep the government funded into February. California Democrat Norma Torres.
We need to keep the government open. We need to work on full-year funding bills to address the critical challenges that our nation faces.
Assuming the bill passes the House, it'll head to the Senate, where its fate is unclear. There are now confirmed cases of the Omicron COVID variant in Minnesota and Colorado, as well as California. President Biden making COVID testing more available and affordable.
Private insurers already cover the expensive PCR test and that you get at the doctor's office. And now they will cover at-home tests as well.
It's part of his plan to address the pandemic with winter on the way. Charges could be announced soon against the parents of a Michigan teenager who's charged in a deadly high school shooting. The Dow soared more than 600 points today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here it is, holiday time, and the absolute best place to get together for an incredible evening is Ruth's Chris. Whether it's family or friends or the gang from work, they'll treat you like royalty at either location, Ruth's Chris in downtown Salt Lake or at the award-winning Hotel Park City. This holiday season, see a show, go to a jazz game, and have an incredible dinner. Ruth's Chris served me the best steak I ever had, the filet, medium well. And maybe you enjoy yours dripping in butter or blue cheese or even Oscar style. They serve excellent lamb, seafood, and chicken, plus those comfort food side dishes. Mmm, they're great. And the attention to detail at Ruth's Chris is amazing. From the rose petals on the table to celebrate our anniversary, to the fork I dropped on the floor. Our waiter was handing me a new one before I could bend over. Enjoy delicious food in an opulent setting. And remember, a Ruth's Chris gift card makes a great gift. Just saying. I love Ruth's Chris. You will too.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 3:49. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
Northbound Bangor Highway, you're going to see the lanes blocked to traffic due to an earlier accident that took out a traffic light. They may let you through in the left lane on that shoulder, but just be aware that traffic control is in place for that entire intersection of traffic to get through. Your Salt Lake County freeways is starting to get busy in spots. Southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and Draper. Steve?
And you've got a few slowdowns there if you're traveling southbound Foothill Drive this afternoon between 13th and 21st South. On north and southbound I-15, good to go either direction between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay. And a heads up, SR 65 Emigration Canyon Road is closed for the winter between Little Dell Reservoir and Hennifer. ISU World Cup long track at the Utah Olympic Oval is coming December 3rd through the 5th. Watch the world's best speed skaters compete on the fastest ice on earth. For tickets, visit UtahOlympicLegacy.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get an update of our 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, hazy sunshine today. We're going to hit repeat for the next 2 days, and then some pretty significant changes come. 50s for highs, lows in the 30s on Friday, Saturday, upper 40s for highs on Sunday. We'll start to bring in a little breeze, and that will help mix the air. Then a storm getting here Monday will bring valley rain and mountain snow. It'll scour out the bad air and the inversion, and another storm comes in on the heels on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 350. The Omicron variant is making its way around the U.S. Two new cases found today, one in Minnesota, one in Colorado, with the first case coming from California yesterday. ABC's Alex Stone joins me now live. And what do we know about this case in Minnesota, or the cases, I should say, in Minnesota and Colorado, Alex?
Yeah, we're learning more about them right now, Maria. That in Minnesota, it was a man fully vaccinated, had gotten his booster, and the belief is that he likely got it in New York when he was there at an anime convention, went to the Javits Center where there were about 53,000 people or so at that convention, and fully vaccinated. Everybody had to be fully vaccinated to get in, and he apparently got it there. The one in Colorado, the announcement was made just a little while ago, and here's what the governor's saying.
The first Colorado case of the Omicron variant. It is somebody who just traveled to Southern Africa.
She fully vaccinated without a booster, went to South Africa, came back, got sick, and then got tested, and then it was just sequenced and found today that it is the variant. The one common denominator in all of these is that they all have mild to no symptoms. In fact, the man out of Minnesota, the one with the booster, he had very mild symptoms and is already over it and is back to living a regular life. So the scientists are trying to figure out, is that because all of these people have been vaccinated, that they have had almost no to very mild reactions to getting this? Or is that just what this is? And they don't know, but they're beginning to work on that right now.
Yeah, the guy attending a conference with 53,000 people, are they concerned about that? Have any of those people been tested?
Well, yeah, at least those directly connected to him who he could name, they've done contact tracing on. And the governor of New York saying anybody who went to that anime convention, that they now need to get tested. She says
this person resolved at home. They're actually over their symptoms, but they did get tested, and that was really smart, so we can contact her.
Yeah, and she's saying she wants everybody else who was there to do it. Interestingly, even before this was known, that convention apologized for it being so big that they said they didn't expect the crowd that showed up, and it was very, very busy. It was packed in there. The Javits Center is where not that many months ago they had stretchers set up for the pandemic. They had body bags, and then they were giving the vaccine there. And now they're having conventions again, and that's where they believe this guy got it.
All right, Alex, thank you so much for the update.
You got it. Thanks, Maria.
That is ABC's Alex Stone. KSL News Time, 353.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Whether you're ready for the snow or not, they say it's coming. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you haven't gotten your furnace tuned up yet, there's still time. Normally, we charge $99 to tune up your furnace, but if you call today, Thursday, December 2nd, and mention you heard this ad, we'll give you $70 off and tune up your furnace for only $29. You won't hear this ad on KSL tomorrow, so call Any Hour Services right now to schedule. 801 801- 443-7400. Manufacturers recommend annual maintenance to ensure safe operation, maximize efficiency, and help your furnace last for as many years as possible. 801-443-7400. If it's more convenient, go to anyhourservices.com and look for the red button that says Book Online. Schedule your $29 tune-up there. To lock in your $70 savings, all you need to do is get a hold of Any Hour Services today, Thursday, December 2nd. That's a $99 value for only $29. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Shopko Optical reminds you to use your vision benefits and FSA funds before they expire to get an eye exam and new eyewear. Schedule your exam at shopko.com.
KSL News Time, 3:55, and we are watching Utah's money, and it was a comeback for the markets today. The Dow gained 617 points to end the day at 34,639. S&P 500 up 64 points. The NASDAQ up by 127 points. KSL News Time, 3:56, and it's time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU basketball suffered their first setback of the season last night, and it was an in-state opponent that handed out that first loss. Utah Valley knocked off number 12 BYU 72-65 in overtime, giving the Wolverines their first win over a ranked team in program history. The physical style of play from UVU was a struggle for BYU.
We just didn't respond very well to it. You know, our roles were really stagnant. We couldn't get our roles in the game. That's something we'll get better at. You know, these young guys are going to grow really, really fast, our young fives, and they'll do a good job. We'll get better.
BYU is now 6-1 overall in the season, and the Cougars return to action on Saturday when they take on the Missouri State Bears in Missouri. For all the latest on BYU basketball, go to KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.